And we are joined on the phone by our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
How goes it today?
Well, it's a little cloudy, but I'll take it. They're saying, is my weather app correct when it says high of 57 today?
That's what they say.
Oh, I'll take it.
So, yeah. There we go. Of course, it turns weird again for the weekend, but that's kind of what we get this time of year.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty standard.
Yeah, yeah. So, how's had a lot of kids in for with the West Bend kids being on break this week?
We it kind of fluctuates. It seems like in the morning we get a ton of kids and, you know, parents. The whole family is usually kind of around somewhere, and then it warms up in the afternoon and everybody goes outside.
Ah, there you go. All right. Well, you do have activities going on yet today, and also also on Friday for West Bend kids. I did look it up, by the way, I to find out, and you were correct indeed about what perler beads are.
Yes.
So you have a perler bead and button making project this afternoon.
Yeah, so at 2 o'clock this afternoon, we've got some projects for elementary age kids. They're out of school, obviously, so bring them by the library. We'll have something for them to do. Perler beads, we were discussing, are those little melty ones that you put on a stencil or on a little tray and make a design, and then you iron them and they fuse together.
Right.
We'll also have some button making going on, some cool buttons you can make. We have a button maker, and we'll bust that out and let kids make some cool designs of their own.
All right, that sounds good. And then after that finishes up, you've got March Movie Madness continuing.
We sure do. Lovin' Basketball is showing this afternoon at 4:30, from 4:30 to about 6:30, if I recall correctly. And Lovin' Basketball, this came out in 2000, so I was like, I was a little wee bairn. But I did always think this movie was cool. It's about two childhood friends who they're getting older. They're becoming teenagers. They're kind of starting to get crushes on each other, but they're both big, very talented basketball players and looking ahead to the future to see what their professional options are. And of course, very different for the guy, Quincy, whose dad is already a pro baller, and Monica, who's got some obstacles to a basketball career. But if you want, you can bring blankets and pillows, get comfy on the floor. You can bring, I'll have tables set up. If you want to bring kind of an early supper or just snacks, there's all kinds of options available tonight at 4:30.
That sounds good. And Movie Madness wraps up on Friday afternoon.
It sure does, with a screening of one of my all-time favorites, Flubber, from 1997 with Robin Williams. And that one, we're going to start it probably a little before 4:30 because it does run about 90 minutes and we close at 6 on Fridays. If we get started at 4:30, we're going to put it'll put us right on the edge. I want to give everybody a little time to pack up if they need to. So that's always a good one. A comedy, very kid-friendly. It was one of my favorite movies as a kid. And same deal, bring dinner, bring snacks, bring pillows, blankets, comfy chairs.
And again, the original version, this is a remake, the original version of this starred Fred McMurray, and they called it The Absent-Minded Professor.
Mm-hmm. And he is very absent-minded.
So, but this one is the Robin Williams 1997 version. So that'll be fun. That will be fun. Yeah. And
I think so.
Yeah. A couple of schedule adjustments. No story time this Thursday.
Yeah, we had a bunch of stuff going on, so we ended up not having story time this Thursday. We do usually have story time, several story times every week, Tuesday and Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m., I believe, and there's actually baby story time Wednesday mornings at 9:15, and then we usually have story time on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. for those who can't make it in the morning. So we'll see you next week instead of tomorrow. And next week's story time theme is Money Smart Story Time. So there's always some good activities and usually book giveaways. So stay tuned for more details on that.
Ah, fun. Okay. And then speaking of fun, next Wednesday, mark this down on your calendar, the Milwaukee Scottish Country Dancers.
Yeah, at the library of all places. I thought that was such a cool thing. And you get to see them for free. I've seen them a couple of times at various functions, and they're just fantastic. And I'm really glad that we've got the opportunity to see them for free at the library.
That's next Wednesday night at 7.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And if people want to drop by the West Bend Public Library, which is conveniently located in downtown West Bend, good place for it. Regular hours are?
Monday through Thursday, we're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fridays, we're open 9 to 6. And Saturdays from 9 to 1. And, of course, if you're going, what on earth did Hannah say? What was that all about? I need more information. You can always give us a call. The number is 262-335-5151. You can visit our website at westbendlibrary.org and click on events right there at the top. Or you can always shoot us a message on Facebook. We're pretty Facebook responsive at the West Bend Community Memorial Library Facebook page.
How are the book brackets going?
We had some upsets. Cat in the Hat knocked out Harry Potter.
No.
In the children's bracket. So Harry Potter is still around in the teen bracket, but he's facing off against Hunger Games.
Ooh.
That's a tough competition.
That is.
So, and I do have polls up on Facebook, so you can vote online as well as coming in and voting on a paper ballot.
Okay.
Which is always, especially for the kids, very fun. Some of us have done it a lot of times.
Sure.
In other places.
Yeah. Now the
novelty's worn off.
Yeah. The championship. The champion is announced when for that?
April 15th. So we've got still got a couple weeks to go. We're at the Elite Eight.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Still got the final four, and then the championship round of voting, and then they'll announce the winner and. Also, the winner of the bracket challenge will win a gift card. They'll all be announced April 15th, which is coming up, surprisingly.
Yeah, faster.
Sneaking right up on me.
Faster than you might think. So, so I watched Aquaman over the weekend.
Oh, me too. What'd you think?
I think the word dazzling comes to mind.
It's very pretty.
Yeah, and I thought it was entertaining. I want to dye my hair the color of mirrors, I've decided. That's kind of what I want to do.
Oh, you would look great as a fire engine redhead.
Yeah, well, it's not really, it's kind of fire engine, but there's a little purple in there somewhere, too.
And it's got some nice undertones there.
So I thought that was good. And I liked the movie. The plot line was nothing different than anything you might expect, but
right. Willem Dafoe was there. You can't go wrong.
Yeah, Willem Dafoe is a fun. I was surprised that I didn't know he was in it until I started watching. I'm like, oh, wait a second, that's Willem Dafoe. What's he doing there?
In the superhero, Willem Dafoe's a mermaid. Like, what are we?
and Nicole Kidman I thought was fine, and like I said, it was a fun movie. So we'll see what happens with what's the next DC?
The next DC one, I think, is Shazam, really excited for.
Oh, yeah. In fact, at the end of the DVD, there's kind of a little longer little teaser for that. And it looks like
a lot of fun. It's gotten some good reviews so far, and I'm cautiously optimistic.
It looks like it might be a little more lighthearted, too, because I think they're. Their take on Captain Marvel is that he's kind of a big superpowered kind of goof, right?
Well, he's a kid who has the ability to turn into an adult's
right.
body. So it's the same comic premise as the movie Big, but he can control it and has superpowers.
See now what if we get Tom Hanks in a cameo in there somewhere? You'd think there's
that'd be really funny.
Wouldn't it be? Just slip in a Tom Hanks cameo somewhere? Yeah.
That's a great movie. I like that one a lot.
Or have Billy Batson do the dance on the big keyboard thing.
Oh, yeah. What a great scene.
That'd be fun. Yeah, that was when I was picking the movies at the camp that I worked at. Big was always a a popular one. We get that. That was about an every other summer pick, just because it's so much fun.
It's a good one for all ages, big.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure it's probably available at the library.
It is.
Yeah, see? There we go. So, all right. Well, have yourself a fine week, and we will chat with you next Wednesday.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for having me, and enjoy this weather while we've got it.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Hannah. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That's our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library, our regular weekly community conversation.